How'd Jake look out there today?
You know what? It's exciting to get him back out there, even as early as this, and get him moving around. Tell you the truth, the start of practice, I was a little concerned just because being outside on the slick conditions, there was it was a little tougher to work him into some things than you wanted to, because you don't need anything unnecessary. Just to get him back out there and moving around today was a blessing, and I think he's feeling better and better. So we're going to stay positive with him, and we know he does a great job and can help us out, and hopefully he'll be back on Monday.
What difference does he make for you guys inside? I mean, it's tough not to look at, you know, the rushing yards the past 2 weeks and him not playing.
Yeah, you know what? Jake's a big part of it. He's made a big stride from year one to year two in his development, and even from the beginning of this season, his growth. And it's unfortunate that he's not out there, but as a unit, as a group, as an inside linebacker group, we got to step it up and pick up the slack. It can't be two good plays and then one breaks out on you. That can't happen. Those plays, they're in the numbers just as much as everything. So you got to go out there every play, do your job, and pick up the slack for the guys that aren't out there, because there's really, on anybody's end of it, really no excuse. We need to go out there and get the job done no matter who's out there.
Is it just youth and inexperience, or why do you think there's been the inconsistencies there?
You know what? It works into it. There's no doubt that I've said it before. Experience is the best teacher of them all. You can talk in the meeting rooms. You can walk through. You can even hit it on the practice field. But experience is really where the growth comes in. And hopefully you're on the right side of that experience. You can get through it and say, you know what? Could have been a little bit better, but we got it done. Sometimes, unfortunately, you're not. So you got to keep striving every day to learn from what you can, correct those mistakes, and then with the games we have left, go out there and not let them happen again.
Carl got thrown in there at the end. Saw a couple plays where he got pushed around a little bit. But is that just, you got to feel your way through it, your first time he's played in a real game?
You know what? Not an ideal scenario right there. At the end of the game, really, you pull him up and you hope he can go out there and contribute on special teams and work his way back into the live action there. Through the week, you know, he sees some reps. He saw some more this week. But at the end of the day, you would have rather him been able to jump into a specific role and do those things than at the end of the game. But like I said, it is what it is. You got to jump in. You've got to get your job done.
Is there any sort of positive spin you can put on Blake's absence as a, you know, way to step away for a minute and regroup, or is this just a bad deal all around?
You know what? I think for Blake, it's almost just a challenge to his own personal growth. He's a tough kid. I think he'll work through it. I'm excited to see how fast he can come back with it. You never know with him, because he is such a tough kid, such a good worker. I think he's built the right way. He's in tremendous shape. So we'll pick up the slack for him right now in the inside group, but we hope, just like Jake, that sooner rather than later, he's going to work his way back into game condition again.
Hey, Scott, just back on Carl for a second. With him getting this chance to get up on the active roster, is there anything you said to him, or what do you think that kind of set him to stick through this as long as he did to finally get this chance?
You know, it was a testament to him what he did in the preseason, because there's no doubt he showed up more than he ever has before. And it's just something you got to make sure you're always working with a purpose, even 10 weeks in on the practice squad, something you always got to keep those guys up to speed, and not that you're just coming in and working, but you're working with a purpose to get better, because you never know whenever you're going to be called up. And like we said, I mean, it's been 10, 11 weeks since he's seen live action, truly, since he's kind of been in the fight like that. But he's responded in the preseason, and I expect him to respond and get better right now.